The Domestic Violence Center is extending its helping hand to the west side of Oahu. Nancy Creedman heads the organization. She joins us in the studio this morning to tell us more about a program called Safe on Scene, which works with the Honolulu Police Department, reaching out to those in need. Good morning, Nancy.
Good
thanks.
Good morning.
Thanks
Good
for
morning.
Joining us
yeah,
here.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us about this program. How did it get started?
Well, there has been a long time need for there to be strong partnerships between the Honolulu Police Department and the programs in the community assisting families who are suffering the harm of abuse. And our conversations really gained momentum after that one incident, which became apparent after the viral video featuring Sergeant Cachola some years ago. And we spent some time talking and thinking about how we could work together to serve families in the best ways possible. So we invented Safe on Scene, and it's a really terrific way for us to bring our expertise, the Domestic Violence Action Center expertise, in collaboration with the Honolulu Police Department expertise. So when there is a domestic violence incident and a call where the police are dispatched, they will contact our Safe on Scene advocates, and we will meet them at that scene. And we provide support, crisis support, safety planning, general emotional support, practical support to the victim on the scene, while the police are then liberated to do their best work, which is with the, you know, securing the scene, conducting an investigation, taking statements, apprehending the suspect, trying to figure out how to make the scene a safe one, while we're making it possible for the survivor to think immediately about what are my next steps, how do I secure my own safety, my children's safety, if there are any. So we started in District 6 and District 7, which is the east side of Oahu, Waikiki and Punahou through Hawaii Kai. It started out as an experiment, the program, to see, like, is this a good idea? How would we put it into effect, make it most effective? And it is a good idea, turns out. So we've obtained more funding support, Victims of Crime Act money, an appropriation from the legislature. And so recently we extended our services to D8, which is the leeward side of Oahu.
And then, so listeners understand, so this is your paid staff that is actually responding to these calls.
Correct, correct. The other thing we did recently, which is at the advice of the Honolulu Police Department, is we changed the hours of the program. We started out with the third watch, which is 2 p.m. to 11 p.m., thinking that there's maybe a high incidence after school, after work, in the evening. And what it appears is that there, as the night proceeds and darkness descends, there is greater need later in the evening. So we changed the hours from 2 to 11 to 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. so that we're really available throughout the night.
So have you already started that change?
We did. We started that this week, Tuesday, February 20th. The first night out in D8, we received three calls.
Wow.
From the police department. And again, we are so happy to be there. It is really a gift to the police department, we think, to, like I said, liberate them from having to manage all aspects of the scene. And it's a real gift to the survivor of the incident to really have somebody who's compassionate, well-informed expertise will guide them through the next few days and possibly on their pathway to safety.
So how many staff members do you have assigned to this?
So we have three full-time staff and a supervisor currently covering D1, which is downtown to Kalihi, D7, which is Punahou to Hawaii Kai, and D8, which is Pearl City out to Waianae.
And so is this basically they're on call during those evening hours? I mean, do they work their daytime?
No. They are our full-time staff. That's their full-time job. But effectively, they're on call. When the police are called, we are called. So they are in position to respond within 30 minutes. We wanted to make that commitment to the police department so that they're not hanging around, wasting time, waiting for us to arrive, and to be practical in terms of, I mean, that each of these areas is a long, a broad geographic area. So we want it to be practical, and we want it to be responsive, and we want it to be responsible about it.
So what type of special training do you have to get into a situation like this?
Well, all of our staff really participate, are expected to participate in the same kind of training. Everybody has to be an expert in responding to trauma and crisis and the multifaceted challenges that face victims. So our staff participate upon hire in four full-time days of training. And then throughout the year, they're expected to participate in four additional trainings, all dedicated to understanding and deepening their understanding of the complexities of domestic violence.
So is this program modeled after something else on the mainland?
I think there are a couple of other communities that have these programs in place. We once had a program here in Hawaii which fell off the radar in the 1990s. But we thought it was a model worth resurrecting, which is why we began having these conversations with the police department. Our staff just did have a conference call with a community on the continent who is interested in developing a program like this just this week after having read about us. So we're really happy about it. We think this is adding to the continuum of community services that families really need.
So it's just kind of reassuring then to families who might be struggling with this to know that if there a situation arises in their family, that someone will be there to help if they're on the west side.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We want to know, I mean, and this is a great opportunity for me to invite people in all three of those districts, if they are encountering the police in response to a domestic violence call, they can ask the police to call our Safe on Scene advocate. If the police forget or overlook it or doesn't seem to be happening, we invite the survivors on scene to ask the police, could you call a Safe on Scene advocate? I'd like to talk to somebody right now. Sometimes they do want to talk to us and sometimes they don't.
Right. And so you said this is a fairly new program. You've tweaked it.
Yeah.
Based on the hours and the geographic reach at this point. And then we'll see how it goes. But you said already in this first week of the launch, you've already gotten some calls.
Well, this is the first week of the launch in the new geographic location. We have steady calls from D7 and D1. So we think it's here to stay. We hope so. Like I said, it's a pretty high intensity moment when the police are called to a scene. We made appearances at the lineups this week in D1, D7, and D8 since we changed the hours. We wanted the nighttime guys to know that the program is there and that they can call us because the daytime guys already do know that we're here.
Right, so it's education on everybody's part.
Yeah, so that they know why to call us. I mean, sometimes police get frustrated responding to domestic violence calls. Often they might go to the same address multiple times. Maybe that's because the victim didn't have the information she or he needed to make good choices. And if we can work together as partners in the community, that's going to be in everybody's best interest.
All right. Well, Nancy Creedman, thank you for being
there.
Thanks
for having me.
Thank you on behalf of the families out there. Nancy Creedman is with the Domestic Violence Action Center, hoping to get the word out about how their program, Safe on Scene, is expanding to reach those in need. Find links and share your thoughts about this program with us on the Facebook page.